The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London. They're getting very nervous about this UK referendum on membership of the European Union. Adam.
72 days to go, and the Brexit issue is back. I mean, we have little pauses when we forget about it, but the International Monetary Fund has reminded us of it. The IMF basically have issued their first formal warning as part of their monthly report that a British exit would, quote, do severe regional and global damage by disrupting established trading relationships. Although, of course, there is a question, does the man in the street give a kilo of imported figs, as the IMF says? I suppose that applies to any man in any street, anywhere in the world, actually. But the latest opinion poll shows the Leave campaign are 52% to 48% ahead. So very close, but if we voted tomorrow, then we'd be out of Europe.
Mm. Cosmetic surgery doesn't affect you or me anyway, but don't match you. But
not yet. the night is young.
Yes.
And I'm not. Yeah, cosmetic... Cowboy clampdown. This is the idea. The General Medical Council here is introducing new rules. I mean, they introduced new rules before, but obviously they reckon they're not quite enough. And the fact is that it's a part of medicine that's grown big time in the last 20 years. But there are a few shortcomings, and this is one quote from the GMC, which is, there's more protection and redress buying a toothbrush than some cosmetic procedures.
That's right.
Apart from anything else, they suggest that people ought to be able to meet their surgeons or practitioners and not be sort of subject to the marketing element of, you know, buy now sort of thing. Mm. But also, supermarkets have been told to stop the bulk buy discount, and they're saying this should also apply to cosmetic surgery. It's an odd thought, isn't it, that breast enlargement could be a buy one, get one free sort of area, but apparently it is.
Breast enlargement, buy one, get one free. And just a quick one on the bloke and his speedos.
Yeah, he raised a whole load of money, basically swimming the channel in his swimming trunks, as you would, and they seem to have stuck, which is a rather unpleasant thought. But, yeah, he is now walking from Liverpool to Wembley Stadium in London, this guy, Michael Cullen, nicknamed Speedo Mick. He's spending 11 days in his Speedos, smuggling a budgie all the way to Everton's FA Cup semi-final and raising money in the process. But his biggest obstacle, I have to say, it's blooming chilly. 5 degrees in your Speedos, that's some challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, smuggling a budgie. Good on you. Good report, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.